Six more tips on how to prepare yourself best on your journey to psychic success. Below are some very good tips that can help you prevent the draining of your energy. These tips will also show you how to protect yourself and/or recover from getting drained, should it be unavoidable, which in some cases it is. Be diligently aware of those encounters, conversations, or interactions which intentionally or unintentionally drain your energy. Then dismiss them from your life. Tip number one, awareness. As you grow in your psychic abilities, you will become more and more acutely aware of your own energy, as well as more attuned to your body's subtle reactions to the environment and to others. This awareness will help you to develop your natural intuition. Tip number two, eat properly and relax. If you feel as if you're drained and excessively tired after being around a certain person, the most effective thing you can do is regain and reclaim. Sleep, eat, and relax. For at least a week or so, you're going to want to keep a regular sleep cycle, eat nutritious, balanced meals, and meditate and listen to relaxing music. This will help you to restore your drained energy. Doing the white light exercise from the previous page will support this process. After 1 week, you might want to start light physical exercise to strengthen your body and turn your chakra wheels. Tip number three, closing yourself off. When you encounter a negative person or a negative energy, visualize the white light around you and say in your mind, "I am protected, safe, and have no fear." Sometimes I picture armed bodyguards around myself. Then I visualize how they walk away with the negative entity or person. Tip number four, aura cleansing. The aura, as explained earlier, is the energy field that surrounds your body. When it comes to cleansing your aura, it's pretty easy. The next time you're taking a shower or a bath, take some deep breaths and really make an effort to feel the water against your skin. You'll want to visualize that the water is cleansing away all the weak spots you perceive intuitively throughout your body. If you know your strengths are growing at meditation, try visualizing your energy and finding out where any of the weaker spots may be, and allow and enable them for healing and change. If you can actually see auras and their colors, you may be able to actually see the dark spots in your aura and remove them with your increasing visualization skills and growing psychic abilities. Tip number five, cast the protective circle. The point of casting a circle is mainly to clean a sacred space for yourself, to be protected from negative influences and intent. Remember back to when we set up our meditation space? We drew a symbolic circle, not merely to outline our privacy and personal space, but also to keep it intact and protected. This is created so that we can use it when we have finished cleansing our aura. Once this process is complete, it will give you the extra protection that you need to meditate in a safe and spiritual environment. Finally, you will want to almost imagine a protective bubble surrounding you and protecting you. State something reassuring to yourself like, "No negative forces or energies may enter through here." This bans fear and creates a safe and secure environment. Tip number six, drugs and alcohol. The more you learn to open yourself up to your psychic mind, the more sensitive you will become to drugs and alcohol. I never did drugs, and I stopped drinking alcohol altogether because I noticed that my protective guard went down, even when I only had one drink. The choice is up to you. In the future, as you grow in your process and journey, this psychic shielding effect should help you to protect yourself effectively. So now you have some choices on protecting yourself. You can use just one or a couple of techniques, whatever feels right for you.